Yet another stabbing attack in London. It looks like all those bands are not really doing much. We're going to talk about that on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for being with us. It's a new week and we've got a lot for you this week. Let's talk first about this stabbing attack that happened in London. This is one of many.
I can confirm that at approximately 2 p.m. today, Friday the 29th of November, police were called to a stabbing at a premises near to London Bridge EC1. Emergency services attended, including officers from the City of London Police and the Metropolitan Police. A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
They said something like 1,500 stabbing attacks a year are happening in London. Now, most of them don't make big news because they're not perpetrated by terrorists. They're not mass attacks, but it's a huge problem. London is a very violent place. It's a real hot zone for sure. And part of the problem is that the government there has banned all weapons, basically. Surprisingly enough, knives are illegal. Well, oh well. The only thing they haven't banned yet is cars, but they're working on that. They've got over 1,000, actually close to 2,000 acid attacks in the last 5 years. And that just comes from people throwing bathroom chemicals at each other. So they literally have talked about banning bathroom chemicals or making you at least show your passport, sign your name, get a permit to own bathroom cleaner. Obviously, this is not working out very well for London. Their mayor, Sadiq Khan, is a flaming liberal Muslim, which is kind of interesting considering that many of these terror attacks that happen in London are perpetrated by Muslims. And Sadiq's answer to this problem is to just make everybody more vulnerable. And this is what I want to talk about today. You will not make people safer by simply making everyone more vulnerable. The only way, as they say, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a knife is a good guy with a narwhal tusk. What? Well, it turns out that one of the people who subdued this attacker, this jihadi, that killed two people on London Bridge over the weekend, actually didn't have anything to protect himself with or to go after this guy with, so he grabbed a narwhal tusk off the wall of a restaurant and went after the attacker. The attacker had a fake bomb strapped to his chest. This is a guy, if you've seen the news on this, he had already been in prison. He was a close personal friend of the hate monger Adam Chowdhury, who's a Muslim extremist cleric who preaches against the West and says that Sharia law will take hold in the West and all that. Here's a little bit of what he says.
They were targeting specifically a soldier. And indeed, the Quran says that, you know, if they fight against you, retaliate.
We are clearly at war with Islam and Muslims. They occupy our land. They kill our brothers and sisters. And here, they arrest you early in the morning for speaking the truth. My dear Muslims, we do raise funds for the widows and the orphans.
So Chowdhury and this attacker, I don't want to name him, are apparently buddies. That's not surprising. And it's really not a matter of, cracking down on Muslims in Great Britain. If you did that, you'd have to crack down on a lot of them because the Muslim population in Great Britain has skyrocketed in recent years. As a matter of fact, without a doubt, Great Britain will be a Muslim country in a generation or so. And that's just simple arithmetic. That's not bigotry. That's not racism. It's just simple mathematics because the Muslims who live in Great Britain have a lot more children than the non-Muslims who live in Great Britain, and therefore they will take over Great Britain. Bottom line is this. in Great Britain, you are more likely to be killed by being run over. That happened just a year ago, or maybe a year ago or so, August of 2018. There was a, right in this same area in Westminster, there was a guy who came barreling down and ran over a bunch of people, another jihadi. Here's what I had to say at that time about that. Law enforcement authorities in London are immediately saying that this is being treated like a terror attack, although this happened right in the same spot, essentially, where there was a major terror attack like that, a very similar attack back in March of last year, where you'll recall, I think it was Khalid Masoub was the guy's name, plowed into pedestrians, did the same thing, killing several people, and then got out and started stabbing people. And the difference that we see with this attack and the last one is that when Khalid Masoub got out and started stabbing people, the first person he killed was a police officer who was on duty but did not have a weapon. It just was mind-boggling to me that Great Britain still has police officers that wander around with no way to protect their citizens. They're completely unarmed. And this time, the police response was very swift, and it was with armed officers. They got that guy out of the car, and he's now in custody. In his late 20s, we hear, and we don't know a whole lot more about him, and so we'll reserve judgment from then on. But this makes four ramming attacks in Great Britain over the last 12 months or so, just maybe 15 months, and three of them at least were terrorism. All right, so there's been a lot of press about this recent attack over the weekend, and I just want to give you a smattering of what people had to say about that right now. Take a look.
So me and my colleague Stevie were driving northbound over London Bridge, and we sort of came up to behind a double-decker bus, and we noticed several people sort of jumping from the left side of the bridge and sort of into the central reservation and sort of out to the right. And sort of just peered our heads around and sort of saw that there was one chap running away from about sort of five guys, you know, running him down with sort of a fire extinguisher. So Stevie and I just thought what to do and just kind of ran towards it, left the cars where they were, and then tried to do our best to apprehend the suspect. So when we got there, he was, you know, wielding two knives. One was sort of duct taped to his hand. So all I could do, after the guys had sort of held him down and were sort of pinning him to the ground, you know, kind of try to stamp as hard as I could on his wrist, try and, you know, release the knife, as it were. And then someone sort of kicked the knife away, went sort of northbound up London Bridge. And then after that, the police armed response were really, really quick, got there almost instantaneously. And at that point we were told that he had a bomb vest on. So we kind of cleared house and got out of the way. At that point then, yeah, saw the guy get shot a couple of times. I had been told when I arrived there, sort of, I was kind of, you know, wondering what was going on and asked a couple of guys, you know, what is going on? And they said, well, this guy's, you know, he's just stabbed a couple of women. And then at that point it was kind of just a all hold barred, just try and get the knives off him and try and stop him from doing any more damage to anybody else.
I also want to pay tribute to the extraordinary bravery of those members of the public who physically intervened to protect the lives of others. And for me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them on behalf of all of our country. I think we're all very saddened also to learn that some people have been injured in this event, and our sympathies are very much with them and with their loved ones. Clearly, the Metropolitan Police are continuing their investigations, and I can assure you and assure everyone that anybody involved in this crime, in these attacks, will be hunted down and will be brought to justice. And I think the message that we send to them and anyone associated with this type of attack is one that will be familiar, and that is that this country will never be cowed or divided or intimidated by this sort of attack, and our values, our British values, will prevail.
Got both my cars are still on the bridge, so I don't really know what I'm going to do with those. Stevie and I, who was the chap I was with, we both did the British thing and went to the pub. Had a pint, kind of shook it off, And then came back here to let the police know that I was here with the keys for the cars and I wanted to move one of them. I was then escorted down here to give a full statement. Six or seven men that were there before me, hats off to them, incredibly brave. Sort of chased him down the street with a fire extinguisher, and that's what drew our attention to him. We saw this guy being sprayed with foam, and that's kind of why we just sort of ran at the incident. We just thought it was something serious and that we should do something to try and fix it.
So look, this attack got a lot more press than another attack that happened the same day in The Hague.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt. And we are looking for a suspect right now. The three victims are, all three of them are minors, and they are currently, they are in the hospital and they are treated under injuries.
Can you say anything about their condition?
No, I don't know anything about their condition right now. Yes, it's still ongoing. We are very busy trying to find the suspects. We are trying to search for him with all the possible resources we have, both visible and not visible. So we're hoping to find this person soon.
Shopping area where Black Friday sales were going on. Three teenagers were stabbed. Nobody died. They arrested a suspect, 35-year-old man they say was homeless, but they refused to give his ethnicity or anything. They're still investigating, and they're not sure if this is related to terrorism or not. Bottom line is, it's terrorism. I mean, it doesn't matter if the guy was a jihadi or if he was a Christian or if he was a white supremacist or some kind of wacko. When you go rampaging through Black Friday sales with a knife and start stabbing people, that's terrorism. I mean, it causes terror. I don't know why we try to make such distinctions about crime. Crime is crime. I mean, it is. If you stab somebody, it's a crime. It doesn't really matter what your motivations are. The sentence shouldn't be worse if you're stabbing somebody in a domestic quarrel or if you're stabbing somebody because you're a jihadi and you have some kind of ideological motive. Stabbing somebody's wrong. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't get the whole hate crime narrative. I just don't. Anyway, that's all we've got for today, folks. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone. We'll talk more about what's going on south of the border later on this week. I hope you'll be there. Thanks a lot. Bye.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.